Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Not quite Beamish and Finley, no. Linnell. You get D-Day and Big L instead. Beamish and Finley get the day off. It's Memorial Day. We love a holiday. They get a three-day weekend. You and I are in here working, but it's a trio of us. There's three of us.
Yeah.
It's Denton Day, it's Linnell Willingham, and my younger brother Clarence is making his production debut running the board for us.
I love it.
We will see over the course of the next 4 hours if we give Clarence the ability to speak. He's mute, he's shy right now, but he might get the ability to speak. But Linnell, this is the first time I've seen you in a while, man. How are you? How's the weekend?
Man, I'm good. Look, I've been burning the midnight oil, doing a little bit of security in my off time, protecting the mean streets of D.C., and I'm back and I'm better, baby. Let's do it.
I can't wait until we're like 3 hours into the show and we start to unravel the security stories.
Oh, yeah,
because I know you've seen some things.
So a lot of people last night, a lot of famous folks. Michael Blackson was outside where I was at yesterday. Quinn Cook was out where I was at yesterday.
I love Michael Blackson. Is he in this area?
He was doing a little promotion for this smoke shop in D.C. He was shooting like a little commercial outside. It was pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to miss Michael Blackson. Super skinny dude. Dark skinned, never brushed his hair, so it was not hard to miss him, man. He was real polite, man. Said what's up to us. It was cool.
Well, I'm glad you got to see him because I love Wildin' Out, so I love Michael Blackson.
Yeah, man,
he's
the dude.
It's a great sports day today. We have a game six in the NHL Western Conference playoffs that could potentially go to seven. Mm. We got a game seven in the NBA playoffs.
Yes, we do.
That's not just any game seven, Linnell. It's a historic game seven. Boston becoming now really. Mm-hmm. They say they're the fourth team to come back from 3-0 to force Game 7. I think they're the third team.
Explain.
And I mean this with all due respect to the 1951 Rochester Royals. I don't think they count.
They don't count, no.
The league was a little different back in the 50s, and my guess is that nobody listening to us was alive to watch that series in the 50s. So I'm going to argue they don't count. So they're the third team. The previous two, one in 94, one in 2003, those count. We like those eras of basketball.
It's the math of Liberty's finest, ladies and gentlemen, Denton Day.
Right here. That's what I'm here for.
That's all-star level math.
You can connect with us on Twitter throughout the course of the show, at NELL_BTP, at The Denton Day, and of course, at 106.7 The Fan. We're also on the Team 980 up until about 1 o'clock before the men's lax takes over. So you'll hear us there for about 3 hours. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with Game 7, or do you want to talk a little Nats baseball first?
We go a little Nats baseball for a second. You know, I love my young pups. We were talking about it before the show got started, man. This Mackenzie Gore coming out of nowhere yesterday just completely throws I guess in baseball we'll call this a gem is what he threw yesterday. Career high, 11 strikeouts. The Nats end up losing 3-2 at the hands of the Kansas City Royals. I believe they're on a little West Coast road trip right now, Denton Day. Hopefully, I don't know how much you've been following the Nats this year, because I was told, Denton, that the Nats were supposed to stink, and they were supposed to be bottom feeders of the NL East, and they were going to have a shot. And you look up and you look at the wild card standings, the Nats are right in the thick of this thing. Now, I know it's a lot of baseball left to be played, but the beautiful thing about this Nats team, when you've got all this young talent playing well, it bodes well for the future. Just think about it. This time last year, pretty much, we were on Soto watch trying to find out whether or not he was going to get moved.
Which sucked, by the way.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Absolutely awful. I talked more Nats in my life than I ever have. You know, I'm not a huge baseball guy, but big time news is big time news. All of the young prospects down in AA and AAA, doing the damn thing. So on first blush, considering how the Padres are struggling this season, the early returns say the Nats won this deal.
I'm hoping they can complete the heist.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they complete one of the biggest heists in MLB history. I don't know if you saw this last week, but Juan Soto was back. Mm-hmm. The Padres came back. Berries for Lugo wrote a really nice column. Something that I told you literally the day of that Juan Soto got traded.
We were in here.
It was a Saturday. It was doom and gloom. We're like, oh my God, he actually just got traded. Yeah. And I told you, what about in a couple years if they just bring him back? Because all the guys they've gotten back in that trade, like Mackenzie Gore has become must-watch television. Mm-hmm. You said you were told the team was going to stink. At least one person on this show bet the team as if they were going to stink. It's not even a sweat right now. Normally you sweat out totals, but I bet the under 58.5. I'm not sweating right now. I just know they're going to surpass that in some way, shape, or form. But Mackenzie Gore is must-watch television, which I was hoping that maybe someday he'd get there. But getting there as quickly as he did is certainly a win for Mike Rizzo and the Nats.
And that's the thing, right? Like you just said, the accelerated timeline for some of these guys, I think, is what's going to end up making this deal, what you called it, a heist for the Washington Nationals. The other thing that I love about this, it's not really a part of the deal. It's just a part of their season overall. We mentioned the young pups playing good baseball. All of a sudden, Denton, Patrick Corbin has worked his way back to respectability. There were so many jokes being made about this dude around here, and now... Yeah.
Now he's actually kind of worth his weight.
Yeah.
He's not terrible.
It's amazing. It is amazing. I think the Nats continue their West Coast road trip.
They're at the Dodgers tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean that's going to be a little rough. I generally do not start looking at baseball standings until this weekend.
Okay.
This is the first time because you've played, close to 50 games give or take. Some teams a little more, some teams depending on weather potentially a little less. But you played about 50 games, you have a really good idea for what team is good, what team is not. So the fact that the Nationals already have, 20-plus wins to this point, I mean, we thought they were going to be like the Oakland Athletics, who, by the way, I'm not a soccer guy, but I kind of do like their idea of if you suck, you get booted from the league. I'm not suggesting the Athletics need to get booted for whoever's number one in college baseball, but I'm not denying that would be entertaining, because the Athletics suck.
How bad are the Athletics?
They've won like 10 games.
That's awful.
But it feels winning 10 games through 50 is bad. It feels like they've won 5 through 80. I mean, they are an atrocious team to watch.
This is completely off track, but, that bothers me that the Oakland Athletics are in Oakland. California just has 5 sports teams per league. It's very annoying, and I don't understand it. And most of the time, when they're not L.A., they stink.
Yeah, it's not like they're in great cities all the time. No. I mean, San Diego, beautiful city, but it's not a football city.
No.
That's why the Chargers moved. I mean, I've never been.
And Oakland's a dump. For anyone who's been there, you would know it. I mean, Oakland's an absolute dump.
I was going to ask if Oakland. I've never been there. I don't know if they're a baseball town or not. I mean, they have the Warriors. I'm sure they love the Warriors, but I don't know if they're a baseball town.
No.
I mean, the Athletics have lost 11 games in a row.
That's unethical.
And people thought they. Zing. Zing. Where's the bell? Hit the bell. And people thought the Nats were going to be that.
Yeah.
I mean, they thought the Nats at this point were going to have like 14, 15 wins. And Mackenzie Gore, I say this kind of tongue-in-cheek, because I don't want to put this much pressure on the kid. He's a future first-ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, sign him up right now. I mean, this guy, he's must-watch television, I'm telling you.
Relax, then.
There is no relaxing. We are hot and heavy. We are hot, not hot and heavy. You're hot and fired up. Yeah. We're hot and fired up on a Monday here. They'd let us out of the cage, Linnell. We come with the heat.
Come on, man. I walked in here beating my chest this morning. You looked at me like a crazy man, so I was listening to my music in my AirPods so
well.
Hard.
You almost punched me in the face this morning.
Yeah, I turned the corner and I see this this white guy with the headband, and I'm like, oh.
And there's no lights on, because we're the only, there's like 3 other people in this entire building right now, and one of them is a security guard.
Come on.
So all of the lights that are motion activated on our floor, off. I heard you coming around the corner. Couldn't tell how far away you were, and I was like, he might punch me in the face if I'm right up on him.
Yeah, I was barking.
And I was right up on you. I was like, oh, ho.
Yeah. We did a little tango there. It was good. Dapped each other up. It was beautiful. I want to get to this Game 7, though, Denton, because this is – we were texting about it as Game 6 was going on.
Right.
And Denton, the hilarious man that he is, as soon as Derek White hits the buzzer beater, he texts me and goes, gold. Beautiful. So it gives us something to talk about. You were hitting on it at the beginning. Boston, now we'll use your math, the third team
third
NBA
team,
history
right, yeah.
to force a game 7 after being down 3-0. And you saw it, Denton, from the start of this game and really since the end of game 3. There has been a flip in the switch of the switch, so to speak, for the Boston Celtics. They looked completely lifeless the first three games. They weren't playing inspired basketball on the defensive end of the floor. And that is what really was shocking, because Miami personnel-wise isn't that good. No Tyler Hero, no Victor Oladipo. So the fact that Boston was struggling to guard these dudes off the bounce was kind of ridiculous. But Joe Mazzulla, credit to him. I wanted to fire him after game six against the Philadelphia 76ers. But whatever buttons he's pushing, he's saying the right things, because they look like a completely different team the last couple games.
They look really inspired, yeah. Which is ironic, because after game three, when they fall down 3-0, everybody and their mother said they quit.
Yeah.
And it really does point to how stupid we are.
Yeah.
Like, we can make fun of ourselves, right? Some of us are really dumb when it comes to this team quit, this team gave up, and all these things.
Well, I was singing it.
We just kind of throw it out there. They don't look like a team that's quit, Linnell. No. They got everybody else started playing. I think the problem was in games 1-3, you knew what you were going to get from Jason Tatum. Mm-hmm. Jason Tatum, by the way, is one of my favorite players in the NBA. I like Jaylen Brown. Don't love Jaylen Brown, but I like Jaylen Brown. Mm-hmm. When Al Horford started hitting threes in game four, I knew the series flipped.
Yeah.
When Marcus Smart wasn't just shooting the team out of the gym, mm-hmm. I knew the Miami Heat were in trouble. Once those other guys start playing, Boston has some depth.
They do. Like, they were the number one 3-point shooting team during the regular season. Like, this is their identity. This is their bread and butter. The thing that worries me about game seven from the Celtics standpoint, that was an emotional victory you had the other night. I mean, think about it. I mean, you were on the literally 0.2 seconds away from your season being over.
Right.
You now got to regroup 48 hours later. I know Robert Williams was dealing with a little bit of a hand injury. I don't know what his status is going to be.
Yeah, Brogdon has a tendon issue in his shooting hand.
It's going to be interesting, because in a game seven, winner take all scenario, it's really Joe Mazzulla versus Eric Spoelstra. And I'm like, Team Spo on this.
Don't like that odds for Boston.
I don't. And Joe Mazzulla's gotten a lot of crap, right, during these playoffs, because he's a young coach. And Boston, for whatever reason, just hasn't been consistent on an emotional level. Like, there were times during that Sixers series, game one, no Joel Embiid, they lose. Like, they've had some very head-scratching losses during this postseason. And I think it speaks to the immaturity of the team, but this is a team that was in the finals last year, Denton. So I don't really know what it is when it comes to the Celtics. All I do know is this, and you can let me know if you agree with this or not. When their backs are against the wall and they need him the most, Jason Tatum shows up.
He is. He is what Dick Vitale would call a PTPer.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
or what our boy Santana Moss would say, big-time players make big-time plays. Mm-hmm. Jason Tatum's a big-time player. But I do want to talk about that buzzer beater, right?
Yeah.
It felt like that shot was in the air forever.
I know.
Because Derek White came from the inbound position to then crash. First of all, Little League coaches across America are playing that on a loop.
Yeah.
Saying, you better follow your shot, fourth grader. Mm-hmm. I know you be seeing Steph Curry shooting some threes and turning around. Derek White kept the season alive and potentially lifted Boston into the finals if they win tonight, because he crashed the boards you're supposed to. And he's a small dude, too. So that right there, I mean, Little League coaches got ammo for days with that. But, man, it felt like time was moving so slow.
I know.
When they got the ball in bounds, and Marcus Smart, of all people, took the shot.
Yeah, and I was like, man. I was like, no, yes! But credit to Miami. I mean, the look that Marcus Smart had was the best look that they were going to possibly get on that possession. I thought Miami did everything right except for boxing out the inbounder. You talked about that other ammo, about telling guys to follow their shot. Box out!
Which, by the way, Stan Van Gundy pointed that. Stan Van Gundy, by the way, fantastic.
Oh, he's amazing.
I think he's great. I think his brother's great, too, when his brother's not making new rules up. Because the new rule thing is kind of weird. He'd be like, why don't you shoot with your eye closed? Like, shut up, Jeff.
Yeah.
But Stan Van Gundy pointed out, like, you better watch the inbounder. Because Struce's back was to Derek White.
Right. Because you're trying to deny the ball from getting inbounds.
Can't do that.
It was interesting to see, man. We actually have some audio of Heat coach Eric Spoelstra post-game, and then we were talking about this as we were getting ready. I love me some Eric Spoelstra. The mentality of this dude. Miami's not supposed to be here. They have battled and battled and battled. And then they have their heart broken in game six at home. How do you react to that? Here's Spo.
That thing just bounced a different way. That's the only place it could have bounced to hurt us. I thought we had a lot of things covered on that play and ours and do this thing in Boston.
That was like low-key a bar. We want to tip it now, but we'll do it in 48 hours instead.
Come on. I mean, that gets me wanting to run through the glass in here, Denton. I mean, come on. That's the mentality I want my coach to have. And they're two completely different guys, talking about Joe Mazzulla and Eric Spoelstra. Because Mazzulla's post-game presser, it was like, really ever since that Philadelphia series, when the criticism really started to come down heavy on him, he looks like a coach at the podium who's unsure of himself, who doesn't want to say the wrong thing. It's almost like he lives in cliches, and it's like, okay, buddy, if your team was really following all these cliches, you wouldn't be down, what, 3 games to none to the 8th seed.
To the 8th seed, so, right.
The messaging is interesting for Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, and here is Joe Mazzulla after the game on his team's resiliency in Boston.
How would you describe the personality of this team? I mean, you were down 3-0. It seemed like you guys, from what we saw on the court, you seemed a little disconnected. All of us...
A long time, and so credit to them.
He is boring.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that is very cliche.
And watching the video of it, it's even more cringe because he just looks like a deer in headlights sometimes. It's no offense to Joe Mazzulla. I believe he's the youngest
34.
Coach on the bench.
He's 34.
Bench.
He's, what are you, 24? 25. So he's like 9 years older than you, and he's less than that older than me. I'm not telling you my age. I'm getting a little too close to Joe Mazzulla's age. I'm not telling you. I'm not giving you that number.
That just genuinely popped me dead.
But, yeah, I mean, he's young as hell. The thing is, like, theoretically, with these teams, Boston is a young team.
Yeah.
There are guys that are close to Joe Mazzulla in age, which I assume has to be odd.
And that was, like, the whole dynamic that I wonder about with the Celtics, because when Ime Udoka had that situation close to training camp, it sent shockwaves through that organization. And to their credit, like, it's hard to really maneuver off of a situation like that last minute. Will Hardy, who's the coach in Utah, that's the guy that was the lead assistant and the next up to be one of the next best coaches in this league. And he gets out of the building. Then the Ime Udoka thing happens. And then Joe Mazzulla, all of a sudden, baby-faced on the sidelines, getting outcoached by everybody.
Yeah, he just thrust in there. And then getting outcoached by Eric Spoelstra, not necessarily the worst thing in the world. Eric Spoelstra, pretty good at his job. Mm-hmm. I'd argue best coach in the NBA.
I think that's fair.
I'll take him over Greg Popovich at this particular moment. I'm not going to ask for your pick yet. We're going to save that for later in the show. We got another 3.5 hours
Woo-hoo!
To kick back, have some fun. If you're in the D.C. area and want to give us some Memorial Day cookout food, we'll take it.
Come on.
You know, we didn't bring any hot dogs or hamburgers into the studio today.
The one thing I will say about Memorial Day cookout food, and I'm sure we'll rank our Memorial Day cookout foods later on in the show, don't bring me no unbaked mac and cheese. That's my one, I'm pounding the table about it. I get serious. It's life or death for me.
I agree with that.
Don't bring me
No unbaked mac and cheese. All right, so we spent some time talking about Game 7 of the Celtics Heat. What do the Wizards need to do so we can talk about them in the month of May? They hired Michael Winger. What are our expectations for him? We dive into it next. Lynette Willingham, Denton Day, we're filling in for B. Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan and simulcast on the Team 980.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Beamidge and Finley off for the day for Memorial Day. Denton Day and Linnell Willingham filling in for the fellas. Linnell, I'm hoping that the Wizards got lucky with the addition of Michael Winger. Now, the thing is, he's not exactly the general manager, right? You know, it was almost billed like when he first signed that he was going to be in charge of everything, and he technically is, but he is going to hire someone to deal with the Wizards because he oversees the Go-Go and the Mystics.
Yeah, Denton, I'm not going to lie. I said it the last time I was on Overtime. The hire of Michael Winger represents an extreme amount of, like, positivity for this organization. Like, fans should be elated, right? Because you're hiring someone from outside of the organization for the first time in 20 years. But the one thing that I don't get, Denton, is what you just said. I'm so tired of Ted Leonsis treating the Washington Wizards like the ugly stepchild of Monumental Sports. Why in the hell do we have to share an executive with the Mystics? They don't need any help, Denton. They just won the finals. I don't get it. I don't get it. Everything about this, and I was so excited the other day when it happened, but the more and more I've gotten to think about this, the more I'm like, you know what? I don't know, man. I don't know. And I, the thing that really got me, and we'll get into this in more detail as the show rolls on here, his comments about Bradley Beal. Like, I understand you don't want to go out and trash Bradley Beal because you don't want to diminish his trade value, but anyone who's watched Bradley Beal the last two seasons when he's only played, I don't know, what is it, like 80 games the past 2 years? Anyone who's watched understands that he is nowhere near a superstar caliber player. And I'm not trying to disrespect Brad, but we got to get more, what's the word I'm using for the more stiff when using the word superstar. There ain't 25 superstars walking the face of the NBA right now. There's about 5 to 7. And Bradley Beal is not in that 5 to 7. But before we, like, get into that, Denton, I know we want to kind of introduce who Michael Winger is.
I mean, he served as general manager for the Clippers since 2017, which they overperformed in one of those years. Mm-hmm. That was with Montrezl Harrell and Patrick Beverley, and then they completely shook up the NBA when they went and got Kawhi Leonard. That does bring me a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
Because he was not afraid. Now, he did move Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah,
and I remember, you know, talking with one of my buddies who's a huge NBA guy. I was like, that is going to be a regrettable decision in some capacity. Mm-hmm. Now, you still make that move for Kawhi Leonard every single day, especially after what we had just seen from Kawhi Leonard. But it's also important to point out, Linnell, that was like 2 years into his job. So he's 2 years into the job, and he's saying, we are going to get Kawhi Leonard. I'm hoping he has that same kind of freedom. I don't know if he will with Ted Leonsis because Ted loves the Capitals method, mm-hmm. which is just waiting until you break through the glass ceiling. Just waiting and waiting, and then once you feel like you can't wait anymore, you buckle up and you wait some more.
Then I don't think Ted Leonsis deserves credit for what the Capitals did or what the Capitals have done, and here's why. Like, it's very easy when you have a generational talent like Alex Ovechkin to break through that glass ceiling. Eventually, you put enough donks around him, they'll be good. He is the best goal scorer of all time, so I don't think he deserves a ton of credit for that. As far as what Michael Winger is going to be allowed to do. The quote here from The Athletic, our pal Josh Robbins and Law Murray and David Aldridge, all three combined on this story, Sham Sarnia as well. In this, they say Leonsis plans to give Winger wide latitude to expand and revamp the Wizards' infrastructure and potentially launch a full rebuild of the roster. And also says, according to a league source, Winger will have full authority over constructing, and then in parentheses, and perhaps deconstructing, the Wizards' roster and front offices within Monumental Basketball. And the last part of this that really got me, and it screams rebuild when they say this, Winger will submit a 5-year plan to Leonsis for approval and then update that plan after each year.
So you would hope that the 5-year plan is a tear down and a rebuild, right? Like, I think a lot of Wizards fans, I haven't met anybody, maybe you have, that has said, we want to keep Bradley Beal.
I think it's like...
And keep in mind, I love Brad. If I'm being 100,000% honest, I want to keep Bradley Beal. I think Bradley Beal is a great face to the franchise. I just want Bradley Beal to play like he's getting paid.
That's never going to happen, Dan.
And it's never going to happen. He needs to ascend into that top level. He will not ascend into that top level. He is a second-tier star in this league.
I 100% agree with you, Dan. And this is the thing that the analogy I use when talking about the Bradley Beal situation, and this is how I like to allude to it. It's awkward, right? Because we love Bradley Beal. Does a ton for this community. I mean, really good player. It's just he can't stay healthy the last two seasons. But it's almost like if you got a sister out there, right, and you're the older brother, and sissy's getting ready for prom season, and everybody's getting dates, but your sister's not because she's fat and ugly, right? That's what Bradley Beal is to me compared to the other stars in the league. He's just not on that level. So to act like he's going to give us all-star level performance year in and year out, that's good. But he's being paid like he should be second-team All-NBA, third-team All-NBA. And his impact just isn't that significant to where we're going to be paying him $51 million annually. And the crazy part about all of this, if I'm Michael Winger and I've been given a 5-year plan, that's item number one. That's item number one on my 5-year plan. This roster is handicapped financially because of the salary of Bradley Beal. And it'd be different if Bradley Beal was playing like the other guys in the NBA that make money similar to him. It'd be way different if that was the case. Then I'm getting ready to read you off the 2023 cap hits. Stephen Curry, number one. Kevin Durant, number two. LeBron James, number three. Joel Embiid, number four. Nikola Jokic, number five. And then it's Bradley Beal at number six. It's like, play a game of who doesn't belong.
Yeah, one of those things is not like the other.
You know what I'm saying, bro? It's just so, it hurts me, man, because I love Brad Beal. I love Brad Beal. I just don't think Bradley Beal, realistically speaking, can be the number one option on a championship team. And at the end of the day, that is what we want. Championships. This is what Michael Winger's here for. No longer are we in love with the play-in tournament. No longer are we flirting with the eighth seed. I want to be one of the upper echelon teams in the Eastern Conference, and having Bradley Beal as your number one is not going to do that.
No, it's not. And I read a report that said the Wizards want to be aggressive in free agency, which Michael Winger has shown the ability to do that. I just don't know what that entails because there's not a lot of guys that I look at, and I pulled up the list of free agents just so I can get an idea. What does aggressive mean? Because there's no Kawhi Leonard this offseason, right? There's no like major superstar. You're looking at a guy like Russell Westbrook, you know, been there, done that, don't really need that one again. James Harden, we just kind of watched James Harden in Game 7 with Philadelphia. Yeah, don't really want that. Chris Middleton, now he has a player option, but you know, how much are you paying for Chris Middleton? I'm not paying a lot for Chris Middleton. No. That's just not happening.
And if you heard, Denton, when they hired, the Bucks hired the new head coach, apparently Chris Middleton was in on those conversations. So that means that he's going to be a part of their plans of free agency. I was interested when you put that in our little text thread that, yeah, they're going to be aggressive in free agency. Denton, it's hard to be aggressive in free agency when you don't got no money. They're broke.
That is
all
difficult.
All they have is the mid-level exception to work with. We assume, and I don't know which way this is going to happen, But I assume Kyle Kuzma opts out. He can make more money on the market. Okay. Kristaps Porzingis has got a $37 million player option next year. To me, last year he was the best player on the Wizards. I'm paying him what he wants. But if I'm Kristaps, I'm opting out of that in hopes for a long-term deal because of his injury history. You want some type of long-term financial security. I think he's earned it. But then once you got Beal making 51, Porzingis is probably going to see a deal $30 million.
If he's opting out of $37 million, he's getting money. At least that per year. You don't opt out of that.
He may drop a little bit just to make it work. But
you're still looking at probably minimum 34 per year.
Exactly. So he's going to make the bag. It now puts the microscope on next month's draft. That's the most important thing for him. I scratched that, right? I said Beal and his future was the most important thing. Well, he's got a decision to make here in about a month or so.
And good thing this organization has a great history of drafting. Yeah. Well, I love that. Beautiful. All right, now let's hit the phones. 800-636-1067. Look at us generating some calls on the Wizards. Look at that. Mark in Largo. Mark, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
You know, it's funny, man. Look, I think Ted Leones did something that I think Commanders/Redskins fans have been wanting to happen for the last 30 years. He hired a head director of player operations, and this guy's going to get a GM, and they're going to make a decision whether they keep Wes Unseld. They'll probably move on from Wes Unseld and get somebody else, which makes a lot of sense. I do think the first issue you need to address is the Bradley Beal issue. And I do think you could probably move Bradley Beal. I'll tell you the perfect place you can move. You can move him to Dallas. You can move him to Dallas because Dallas needs something.
Right.
Mark, please don't say you want Kyrie here, though. Just please don't do that to me.
Don't do that. That would be a pipe dream because Dallas will never do that. But, Mark, this is the issue with moving Brad to Dallas. They don't got any salaries to match. They got to match that $51 million in salary, and they don't have anything that I want.
What about the Clippers? I mean, he used to work there.
But then who? I mean, I was thinking Philadelphia, Tobias Harris, maybe you fleece him for Maxi. I don't know. It's going to be tough.
I would love Maxi.
You know what? You know what? Hold up. I got to tell you something. That's actually a good deal. The problem is if you move him I don't think you can get Maxi. You probably can get the other guy. I definitely think Tobias Harris, you can get him. Mm-hmm. Maxi, because Philadelphia does, if they're going to lose Harden, they're going to need someone else to play alongside Maxi, even though Maxi and Beal kind of play the same way. Don't y'all think?
Similar, yeah. There's a similar.
And then here's the other thing, too. If Harden's out the door, you don't have a point guard to fill up. You really don't need Beal. Miami is another option, I think, because Miami's been trying to get him for the last 10 years.
Yeah, so, that's a situation where the salaries, man. That's why I feel like, and we appreciate the call, Mark. I feel like Denton, there's only a few teams that it really makes sense for, and I'm such a Wizards nerd. I've been doing this little exercise over the past week or two once I realized, hey, we're going to get a real GM. So if you want, we can take a quick timeout, and we can go over some trade scenarios for Bradley Beal on the other side.
Yeah, let's do that, and because I have something that you just mentioned that I think would actually be perfect.
And ring those phones, people.
So let's do that. Yeah, 800-636-1067. You can get at us on Twitter as well, at NELL_BTP for Linnell, at The Denton Day for myself. We're streaming live here on the Odyssey app on 106.7 The Fan, filling in for B. Mitch and Finley, also on the Team 980.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7. The Fan. Both B. Mitch and Finley are out. Denton Day and Lanell Willingham, we are in. We're talking some Wizards here, Lanell, and you mentioned something that is a pipe dream for me, but it's not going to happen. And that is the idea of Bradley Beal to the Philadelphia 76ers. And the reason it's not happening is both a great thing and a bad thing for us. It's bad because that limits the amount of trade partners for Bradley Beal. Mm-hmm. It's great because the reason it's not happening is because the guy that would sign the check is about to inherit a little bit of debt because he's buying the Commanders.
Ha-ha! In my Craig Melvin voice. So, I mean, there, I personally think, and we've been kicking this around for a while now, the options are so limited when it comes to moving Bradley Beal, but I kind of disagree with you, Denton. I do think Philadelphia makes sense for a couple of reasons. I don't know if you've been following Bill Simmons of The Ringer. He's been all over the rumor that Bradley Emmanuel Beal wanted to get moved to Philly last year, but he broke his wrist. And that kind of nixed that deal from happening.
Wait a second. I thought he said in a press conference, we were the ones trying to trade him.
Yeah, right. Wow. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to turn this into a bashing Bradley Beal party. That's a triple B for you, for real. But look, I can't get with, like you kind of just said, the mixed messaging, going on people's podcasts and talking about how if they don't win, you're going to put pressure on them. What about your pressure, Bradley Beal? What about the pressure to live up to that $51 million salary that you're going to have next year? What about the pressure of getting this team past the second round for the first time since the 70s? What about that pressure, Bradley Beal? You don't get to sit up there and act as if, this is my issue with Bradley Beal, Denton. He acts as if he's the victim. We're the victims.
Yeah, he signed that deal.
Come on, man. Generational wealth. I don't blame him for doing it. I'm going to get back to the Sixers deal for a second. We were kicking this around. Tobias Harris, and you pointed out something brilliant.
One of the worst contracts in the NBA, by the way.
Definitely. Him coming back here would be the salary that kind of matches it, and they'd have to throw in some filler veterans as well. Tyrese Maxey being a part of that deal, I'm going to tell you now, it was a pipe dream. Philadelphia loves Tyrese Maxey. I think they look at him as
co-star. Tyrese Maxey stopped them from getting Kevin Durant. That's how they feel about Tyrese Maxey. So, like, that needs to be kept in perspective here.
Mm-hmm. So, right, because Bradley Beal, no Kevin Durant.
Right.
So, it kind of gets me thinking, like, well, what are some of the realistic options, right, that make sense for Bradley Beal? A team that I thought about was the New York Knicks. I don't know how fond you guys are of Julius Randle, but he's worn out his welcome with the Knicks, and salary-wise, it makes sense. And Denton just looked at me like
I gotta find out how much years are left on Julius Randle's contract, because I'm not exactly fond of him.
Denton, he played his butt off this year. I don't know how much of that has to do with the respect level that he has for Tom Thibodeau, but the thing I don't like about Julius Randle, he's a crybaby, right? Flamed out at the end, and their opening round loss to Miami. Second round loss to Miami. He was crying on the bench, sitting away from his teammates when things weren't going his way.
He has 2 years and a player option left on his current deal. So that you are committing there, but the yearly cap hit is $27 million, which
it's
is
manageable.
Much better than 50.
Let me know what you think from a team building standpoint, because we'll cite Ben Golliver of the Washington Post. He wrote a piece. He actually got to sit down and talk to Lawrence Frank and Michael Winger, the two. Lawrence Frank, now the top executive with L.A., and then Michael Winger, obviously the new exec here. I said all that to completely lose my train of thought, Denton. That's awkward.
Yeah, I blame Julius Randle for it.
Blame Julius Randle.
It's clearly Julius Randle's fault.
From a team-building standpoint, right? If you're a Wizards fan, we would look at each other like we had three heads if I said to you, hey, I want to run it back next year with Porzingis and Kuzma and Beal. If you trade Beal away and get a contract like Julius Randle, I think that allows you to be more flexible in free agency. And because we now have a GM that's got some cachet around the league, like a Michael Winger, I don't think it's a pipe dream for Washington to attract a marquee free agent.
Remember, Winger is the president. He's going to hire a general manager.
Right.
which does.
But the fact that he's in the building.
It worries me a little bit, though, because he's worked to get to his spot, which is fine. Mm-hmm. Great. I'm sure he gets paid handsomely. But he was known for being the guy that can pull off some deals. Well, what if he hires somebody that is not as prone to pulling off the deals? And then we have Michael Winger, like, woohoo, yeah, he's in the building, but he's not the one taking the calls. And then the flip side was, if he is taking the calls, what's the point of hiring the general manager?
Yeah, we'll ask Chase Hughes that coming up at the top of the hour, because that's my number one concern with this entire hire. And I don't want to say concern because it feels like I'm being a negative Nancy. I love it. I said it a couple days ago. Wizards fans should be elated right now. My only concern, Denton, is what you just spoke about. The fact that he is being tasked with overseeing the Mystics. The Go-Go, I understand, because they're a feeder system into Washington. It's one of the best G League organizations in the league right now. The fact that he has to worry about the Mystics allegedly bothers me. I want him focused on only this for the reasons you just stated.
Yeah, what does he need to do with the Mystics? Like, the Mystics are great. Also, I love the fact that our G League organization is great, so got that going for him.
No, seriously, I know you're probably saying it facetiously right now, Denton, but they're legit.
They are. Like, I mean, that's it is like kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it also is kind of frustrating because they're capable of building a good organization. Mm-hmm. It's just not the one that's at the highest of the levels that we happen to care the most about.
Yeah, and I feel your pain with that. They got some guys coming up next year that I think have a chance to be in the rotation that were in the G League. Like, Jay Huff was the G League Defensive Player of the Year. We saw him at the tail end of the season when they were tanking. Played well.
God, bring him up. This team has sucked on defense for 10 years.
And he's 7 feet tall and can hit triples. I love that. You know, imagine playing him next to Kristaps Porzingis. But that just kind of goes to my big question. Like, what is Michael Winger really going to do? Because you alluded to it. And in the Athletic story by Josh Robbins, David Aldridge, and Law Murray kind of disputes what we're concerned about. All they keep quoting is, Ted is willing to give him complete autonomy. He can reconstruct the roster. He can do a rebuild. Okay, we'll see. We have receipts, don't we, Denton? So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. How many times in this particular city
right.
has someone made one promise, and then all of a sudden, once the job was accepted, the promises didn't exactly follow suit with what was said?
Yeah, it's very burgundy and goldish.
It's burgundy and goldish. It also is red and blue in this city. It happens more frequently than we would like to admit. So I am like the final thing on this before we get to Chase Hughes is going to join us at the top of the hour. Normally, when teams hire someone that's in charge of everything, right? Like, it feels like they're getting set for some sort of major organizational change in terms of like a stadium. Like, when Bruce Allen was originally brought here in D.C., he was supposed to help get a new stadium because at that point, FedEx Field was starting to run its course. And by the way, that was 10 years ago, and that's still the stadium that the team plays at. Yeah. But I'm curious because I think the Wizards location right now is a great one. Like, Cap One Arena is a really nice arena in terms of location. You can metro to it if you're crazy enough to drive right in the heart of downtown. You can drive to it. Where the Mystics play is also very nice, and they're really starting to build up that area. I mean, I've been to that arena for a Mystics game and then a bunch of wrestling shows, and it's a great arena for wrestling shows. So I don't know what exactly he is going to be doing in terms of that aspect of the job, because if he's overseeing all those things, there you would think there's going to be some sort of major change in that regard, and he's not just, I mean, maybe he's going to look over some Mystics contracts and see if there's like something to do there, but
yeah.
I don't know. I am confused. If this guy wanted the job, like, just give him the general manager position as well.
Right. Now, I think technically he had to have this title to move.
To move up, right.
To move up. So I get that from like a bag standpoint. But in terms of like the facilities that Washington has, I haven't been to their practice facility, but from the videos I see, it seems like it's nice. Cap One Arena is a nice arena, kind of dated a little bit.
I mean, it could use some
upgrades.
Some upgrades, but you have a great location.
Right.
And I think that's the biggest thing when it comes to a stadium. Where is it?
Yeah.
And we have that conversation till we're blue in the face with the football team in this city. The Nats, great location. Like, it's the easiest location to get to. I know people are kind of thrown off with the traffic, but getting to the Nats stadium, at least from Virginia, where I live, is unbelievably easy. There's just too many people in the city.
Yeah. And another thing that Michael Winger's going to have to worry about, and this is going to Wizards games this year, I really got to see that firsthand. They got to fix the issue that they're having at the ticket gate, because every time a major player comes to our town, Jokic, Embiid, Durant, LeBron, 70% opposite team, 30% Wizards. I don't know if that's because of the product on the court hasn't been good. So I understand you not wanting to come out, but if I'm Michael Winger, the Wizards have what you call the opposite of a home court advantage. They play road games at home.
Well, we'll ask Chase Hughes if he knows the issue or how the solution to that issue, because it certainly is one, and it's not a new one. It's been happening for quite some time, even when Wall and Beal were at the peak of their powers. Chase Hughes is going to join us next. Denton, Alanel Willingham. We're in for B. Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan and simulcasting on the Team 980.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.